Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. There are things forming that we can't imagine. The Lord is good. He said, "Eye has not seen and ear have not heard the things in store for those who love God." His people who love him and go forward in life. The reward of the Lord is great. And he's going to help us do great things. We're going to see things we never thought about. Not just when we get to heaven either. Even here on earth, there are things we'll see God do. And we'll hear about things the Lord have done that we just could not have imagined on our own. And in fact, there are many things he already did we couldn't imagine, and we see it. They're still finding different types of bugs and animals and fish. So just imagine what the Lord is going to do spiritually. And remember, if he's good to the wicked, he's very good to his own. He gives rain on the just and the unjust. And every day of grace, he's giving people a chance to change their ways. And some people will, and some won't. Some will remain in an evil, in a worldly way, in a worldly state. And remember, we are sinners by default. We didn't intend to grow up and be sinners. That was a condition that was in place because our great ancestor Adam sinned. And we were born in his sinful likeness. If Adam had had children before he fell, those children would live now if they didn't become sinners. So in order for you to go to heaven, our sin condition had to be dealt with. Now there are people who are in pride and they feel like they're all right now. But that's just a delusion. And to help man out, the Lord gave man the law. When the Lord put the law on the equation, that's when that became our schoolmaster to show us that we are indeed sinners. If you try to keep the law in a sinful state, you can't. It's impossible. And so we already broke the law. That's just the way it was. And before Christ came, all men were disconnected from God. And hell would be their reward, their payment. But the Lord loved man and decided to save man. And so he saved us. He died for us and he made us righteous. Made us righteous by his blood, his own blood, washed us in his blood, made us righteous. And it applies to us when we believe it. That's why we're saved. And God wants everybody to benefit from it that will. He wants everybody ultimately, but only those that many people won't receive him. And as a kid growing up, my dad was a pastor. He was very dedicated to the things of God in my eyes and in life. And he was a very kind man. He was a fun-loving person too. But he was serious about the things of God. And he used to love boxing. He was a boxer, a heavyweight boxer. But the Lord called him to the ministry, and he stopped boxing, and he started, he stayed with the ministry. But one thing about him, a fighter wants to win, and that's the way he preached. He preached life the way as God gave him messages. He tried to live those messages. And I think that when you do that, the people that follow your pattern, you know, it left a lasting impression on me. And my mother honored him. And you know, I didn't realize how unique my parents were till I got grown. And I had a taste of what the world was really like. And in the neighborhood, most couples I saw were much like my parents. So my youngest, in the younger years, that's how I viewed the world to be. But I became a mechanic, and the Lord closed some doors and opened others, opened the door for me to have my own business. And I ended up doing something that turned out to be the center of God's will for me. I worked at people's houses. The cheapest way for me to, I didn't have the money to buy a shop, so I bought a truck. And I worked, and I bought tools as I started this business. I started in a car, and I bought a truck, and I bought all the tools I needed. The first few years of business, that's all I did. Bought, paid bills and bought tools and fixed that truck. But I did it. And I worked at people's houses. You know, the business, a mobile auto service was something I could do at the time. Now you make more money with a shop, but I did what I could do. And I would work outside on cars. I hated when it rained and I hated when it was cold, but I did it anyway. I used to have to warm my wrenches in the floorboard. I let my heater, my truck run while I do a tune-up or whatever, and I had to warm my wrenches so they wouldn't stick to my hands. I had gloves on, but you know, sometimes you have to take them off. But I learned so much about people. I had a fond love for people. I love people because I love God. I started this business after I was a Christian. And I had studied the Sermon on the Mount and I was aspiring to do all the things Jesus said to do. And that's why I was a good businessman. I was not trained as a businessman. I just had the knowledge of cars and the knowledge of God's word. And I made it. But anyway, the Lord loves us. That's how I found out. When you include the word of God, you change the dynamics, and whatever's lacking, you can still do what you have to do. In later years, the Lord blessed me to work with Parnell Smith, and he was a Shoney's manager. He had business training. Before I worked with him, the Lord taught me some business principles. But like I said in yesterday's broadcast, when the Lord tells you something, that doesn't mean you have a grip on it. And when, the Lord taught me things about business, but you still have your habit system, and your habit system can be louder than the instruction that God has taught. And so it was in my case. The Lord taught me what to do, but I was used to doing it the way I did. So after some training in business, the Lord taught me some business principles. Because I never went to business school. But what made it all work was when I worked with Parnell Smith. He was literally doing the things that the Lord was trying to get over to me. And that's why when the Lord teach you things and show you things, you have to receive it in your heart until it becomes greater than your habit system, than your mindset. The more we receive His light, or the light of His way, and the revelation of His word, the light of His way, when that's received, you can do greater things. Not just when he tell you and you understand you and you're aware of it. When he told me, taught me business principles, I was aware of it. I tried. But my habit system was greater than my revelation. But when I worked with Parnell Smith, he was doing what the Lord was trying to get over to me. And I had a visual. And then the word got in my heart. And it all clicked. And the Lord blessed me to work with him for 1 year. And the shop was open that we opened. It was open 2 years, 93 to 95. I left at the end of 95, almost 3 years. But anyway, we worked together about a year more or less. Well, it was a year or more than a year. And then he started working at the hospitals again. He had a good job. He got a good job there. And he became a pastor. He's a Baptist pastor now. Blessing too. Very organized, very wise. He prayed for wisdom. And the Lord gave him a lot of wisdom. And, you know, that year we worked together, those were good years. Those were good days. I still remember them. And so when the Lord is training you, son, you have to put forth the effort to grab hold of it, to receive it. And it was a blessing that he had somebody I could work with to see how to be a businessman. And we called the shop Smith and Ham because it sounded better. And plus, he was more business savvy than I was. And I think a lot of good came out of that. And so it is with the Word of God. Now, when the Lord wants us to do ministry things, and we have our own mindset, our own habit system, and it's harder to conquer those things than Satan. You can stop the practices of the world, but the habit system and the mindset, you have to destroy it. You have to drive those things. You have to put them in place. All the thoughts have to be subject to Christ, and you have to make adjustments in life. And then can you do greater works? But in that first business, I saw many things and many needs that the people had. Things were not like I thought they were. I saw people do things that would just blow your mind. Just some things would make you cry, and some things make you laugh, and some things just leave you puzzled. And then there were the happiest people, though, were those who loved God and went to church and did right. Their children went to school, had the same motives, and they didn't have to bail their children out of jail, and you know, they got their children got married, they didn't shack up, you know, it was like daylight and darkness. People that were learning and growing in the Lord, and people that were ignoring God. And then you meet people that left. It's just like the parable of the sower. Four types of hearts. Well, there's four types of people. Some don't want God altogether, and I'd end up working on their car. Most people would not like that, but some people were. A few were. They just don't want to know nothing about God. They're going to do the world, and that's all. They're going to die and go to hell. And then there are those who learned of God, got excited about it, and then they quit. They didn't have roots in themselves. And that's where we have to get a grip on what the Lord is saying. We have to get a firm grip on His Word so that we can weather this world. This world has its own pressure. But we have to have enough Word in us with roots so that we can grow beyond it. We're trying to grow against the grain. We're like trout swimming against the current. You know, anybody can swim downstream, but you got to swim upstream in this life. There are people that will try you on every part of God's Word. There are persuasions out there that you can't see. And then there are thoughts of your own that don't work in life. Even if in the thoughts that don't work, the habit systems that don't work, we don't realize it, but we keep running into, we keep having the same problems as a pattern. That's where we have to make adjustments, or our life just won't get much better. And they are the things that make it look like God's word don't work to us. Along with faith, see, faith alone doesn't change, bring lasting change in your life. Now, you can believe God for some things, like for healing. You can believe God for any part of his word. But sometime, in order for you to do the necessary works to make it happen, you have to have other elements, like patience. And you have to have love. Faith won't work without love. Some people, they have faith, but their faith don't work because they won't forgive. And I notice a pattern in people who have no love for people. They don't love people. Sometimes people just don't love people. And they're the most aimless people I've ever seen. They decide, I'm not going to get married. They don't care enough about others to do right by others. They decide not to get married. Not that everybody who decides not to get married is that way. And they don't want children because they don't want any responsibility. But they lack passion. They're not interested in things, and they're the most prone to be depressed. And their lives jump around from thing to thing. They never really found what makes them tick. Anybody in that condition, now this is a widespread problem. Anybody in that condition, my best advice to you, study the Word of God. Give yourself another point of view. You need another point of view. The most healthiest point of view I know of is the things of God. And if you can receive his word, you're going to start desiring greater things. And when you desire greater things, do those things. Make it happen. Whatever you start, finish it. Select something that you can finish and that makes you tick. Then do it. But love other people. If you can decide to love others, if you allow yourself to love others, love is a decision. It's a decision like going right or left. You can decide to love, you can decide to hate. You can decide to be neutral. But if you decide to love men, love people, not lust after them, love them. Like God loves them, like God loves you. Then you're going to see life arise higher. You're going to see things in a greater way. And that's the best way to relate to God. But when people are not concerned about others, they have no love for people. They're more despondent. And it's easy to do negative things. A drug dealer wanted to quit. And it was bothering him. I had talked to him about the Lord and he wanted to quit. He got to a point where he hated what he was doing, but his habit system was bigger than his desire. And the Lord gave me a dream. Said, tell Nate to love my people and he won't have a problem to stop selling drugs. And that's what he did. And when he died, he had a record service he was doing. And he was motivated. He stopped because he loved God's people. When you love God's people, that gives you a drive in this life. Nothing means anything without love. Some people, they have attained things, they have done things, But without love, their life has no purpose. It has no focus. Because the things of this world, the pleasures of this world, they're not fulfilling. A lot of people do the things that they always thought they wanted to do, the sin that they wanted to do, and they don't, none of them look happy about it. They still look despondent. They still look unsatisfied. And most of them won't quit. They're going to keep doing it. But that's what they know, but they don't look happy. And they don't know what exists on this side. They don't know the peace that we enjoy on this side. They're estranged from it. They don't know it. It's not even real to them. They don't think it, even if they see it in us, they don't think it could happen for them. They don't know that the Lord changes your nature, changes your heart. You get a brand new heart in this deal. So when we believe on Him, we get a brand new heart. But we have to match it with the love of God. We have to fill it with God's love, is what I'm saying. And we have to receive His word and get a strong grip on what God is saying. And then the Lord can do greater things. You know, He can give you people and visuals to help you see what you're lacking. Till you get your habit system strong. He can do it by the word of God. If you read the word of God enough, it can supersede your habit system and the way you think. That's why God told Joshua to study the word day and night, that he may be able to do all to stand. Now, a lot of people don't want to do that kind of studying, but that will work. And sometimes you just have to. Now, God loves you regardless, but your victory depends on it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life because He loves us greatly. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.